synchronicities, and serendipities. As you learn to listen to your intuition, as you learn to live in flow, as you discover the sublime, blissful grace of surrender, magic will appear in your life. Magic is nothing unusual in the realms of intuition. Magic is simply the easy flow of synchronicities. What are synchronicities? What is serendipity? Consider this. Intuition is like a high-altitude, transparent bubble from which everything can be seen. It is where connections are coordinated from. When you notice your intuition, we'll explore this all in just a moment, you discern it, and you act on it, you follow your guidance. You ensure your arrival precisely where intuition is leading you to. It's as if your intuition positions a luminous overlay of you exactly where it is guiding you to. And then with great care, the steps it coaxes you to take deliver the physical you there too. When other people do this also, you arrive magically in the same place at the same time in the same opportunity. With no effort whatsoever, miracles are thus made manifest. Conversely, when you don't notice your intuition, or notice it yet doubt it, you do not arrive at the perfect place at the perfect time for magic to arise. Your life comparatively is boring and dead. Intuition is how new life is brought into you. It is how new opportunities are wafted effortlessly toward you. It is how you are positioned for serendipities to occur. When you follow your guidance via your intuition, the universe quite literally can speak to you. The true purpose of the mind. The true purpose of your mind is not to think. It is to be open, fresh, and available to receive intuition and insights. This is what it was created for. If this deeply intrigues you, consider reading King, Warrior, Magician, Lover by Robert Moore and Douglas Gillette for an understanding of the four archetypes, the four core aspects of your deep psyche, your deep mind. When your inner king, queen, sovereign spirit are active and awake, you have a sense of vision, of direction. When you experience this deep within you, your warrior and magician know whom to serve. Your magician mind no longer thinks for the sake of thinking, busy brain. Rather, it is still, awaiting the true richness of inspiration to land via insights and intuition. Your warrior body is relaxed, knowing when to guard and when to build. Your lover heart, by the way, is the one who anchors your vision. It reminds each inner aspect to you why this vision is so important for you to create. Your vision is your life. Ponder this a moment. This simple articulation that the true purpose of your mind is not to think. It is to be open, fresh, and available, to receive intuition and insights. This has the power to completely redefine your life. Since the dawn of the information age, we as a human society have toppled our valuation of our abilities. Once upon a time, it was essential for every human to be agile, strong, and skilled in hunting, gathering, building, and/or cooking, sewing, and the like. Then we were generalists. We could each perceive the big picture, and we each contributed our complex abilities within it. As human civilization evolved, more and more we became individualists and specialists. We no longer perceive the whole. We see and understand only the part we are assigned to. Our profession becomes our filtered lens to our experience. And all of the skills that we don't actively use atrophy. We become destabilized humans standing on one partial leg. If ever there were a catastrophe that halted supplies of food, water, shelter, and clothing, most of us would grapple to survive. Who knows how to farm, besides farmers? Who knows how to hunt, besides hunters? Who knows how to build shelters out of whatever materials are available? Who knows how to drill a well, or purify unpotable water, or safely dispose of gray water? Or we've lost sight of the big picture. We've lost our vantage. Or have we? We have disconnected from it, yet it has not abandoned us. We must relearn, reactivate our ability to listen in, to hear, see, and feel the communication from non-physical, benevolent intelligence, God, that is constantly traveling to us through the umbilical cord of intuition. The key to reactivating our intuition waits patiently for us to take it up. It is the ability to quiet our minds. It is meditation in all its forms. For if our minds are muddied, congested, cluttered with unimportant thoughts, how can we possibly notice when intuition pierces through? How can we recognize it? It is prudent for us to swiftly learn to calm our minds, to quiet them, to still them. If you haven't experienced this yet, it is absolutely nothing for your ego to fear. Even your ego will bask in its sweetness. Nothing compares to this. Like an airport runway, imagine your mind being open and clear, spacious, ready for the special jets to land, the potent ideas and insights of higher consciousness.